Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. The Agapanthus, also known as the Lily of the Nile, is a beautiful early summer flowering bulb. It's native to South Africa, but it thrives in Louisiana's climate, and you see them commonly planted in landscapes around the area. They're blooming beautifully now all around Baton Rouge, and they can be planted at this time. Now, there's a lot more diversity in this plant than you may realize looking around at area landscapes. There's several species of Agapanthus, and they've been bred together to create many hybrids. There's also a lot of variation in these plants, so look for variations in height, both in height of the foliage and height of the plant when it's in bloom. Look at the leaf size. Some Agapanthus have relatively small, almost grass-like leaves that are narrow. Other Agapanthus have huge, broad leaves, more like an amaryllis. And the flower color can vary as well. The flower color can range anywhere from pure white to light blue to medium blue to deep blue and even a dark navy color. Now, when you go to the nursery, look at the different sizes and shapes and colors. Be aware of this and make sure that the plants that you choose are going to be the color that you're looking for and the height that you're looking for in the landscape. Now, where you plant them does make a difference. These plants bloom best in full to part sun. Now, they will take some shade during the day. Particularly shade in the afternoon seems to be something that they like. But if you give them too much shade, it's going to really cut down on the flowering. So keep in mind that a sunnier spot is better than a shadier spot. Raised beds are great to improve drainage. These are plants that don't like a lot of water. And a common mistake that we make with Agapanthus is watering them too much. So make sure you plant them in raised beds or areas that are very well drained. Add some organic matter to the soil when you're preparing the area to plant your Agapanthus. As always, when we're preparing to plant just about any plant, adding some organic matter to that soil is going to be really a good thing to do. Now, if you've got Agapanthus already growing in your landscape, remember not to water them too much. Established Agapanthus do not like to be watered a lot. You can rot them out if you water them too often. So if you have established Agapanthus, you should never need to water those plants. If they're planted just this year, if you're planting some this spring, water them as needed through the summer if we had a really dry period. But after that first year, remember, they're settled in, they're fine, and they simply don't need to be irrigated a lot. And that's a good point to make as well. Don't put bedding plants around your Agapanthus. They need to be watered a lot to keep them happy. And you can make your Agapanthus unhappy and actually rot it out, putting bedding plants around it and then watering those frequently during the week. If you're going to fertilize your Agapanthus, March or April is a great time to do that, and you can use any kind of general-purpose fertilizer following the label directions. Now, people ask me about dividing their Agapanthuses all the time. The clumps do get larger over time, but unless it's causing a problem, it's gotten too large and it's crowding other plants, don't worry about it. They bloom the best when they are crowded, and they really prefer to be left totally alone and never dug up and transplanted or divided. If you ignore this plant, it will reward you with the beautiful flowers that we come to expect in the early part of the summer. Other summer flowering bulbs that may be blooming now include some of the gingers, like a hidden lily gingers are blooming at this point. Cannas are blooming as well. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.